Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bryce Harper, Rob Thompson. Here's what Rob Thompson said.
3 years in a row, he has excelled in October baseball. And what you sense could be on the horizon for him the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, I think he's as motivated as any athlete on the planet to win a championship. I know that, you know, when he left Washington to come here, Washington wins a World Series right away. And there's, you know, a lot of noise of from other places that, you know, they could win without Harper. I think that type of thing motivates him. And I think he wants to win so badly.
I love
it. In Philadelphia, it's just, I don't really know the word put to it, but I can tell you that he is really, really motivated.
I mean,
maniacal. I hope it's maniacal motivation.
I love it.
That's what we're looking for.
I love it. All right, so game one tomorrow is 6:38 p.m. The Phils and the Dodgers, Otani versus Sanchez, and Bryce Harper obviously will have a huge hand in this series. You can have a big hand in the WIP Phillies Red October pep rally today. We got a big pep rally. It's going to happen from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be at Stateside Live. That's what you know formerly as Xfinity Live. So right down there in the sports complex, now called Stateside Live. Be there from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Joe and Hugh show, also Spike, Ike, and Jax, their show. And be there if you can, certainly. If not, you know, listen on WIP. Should
parking
be great.
Is free, by the way.
Parking is free.
There you go.
And parking is available at the Xfinity Mobile Center, which is what we've always previously, well, not always, often referred to as the Wells Fargo Center. Used to be called 37 other
among
thousand
other
names. Yeah. Anyway, the you know, the sports complex, you guys know the deal. Enter through the Broad Street gate when you park. It's free, as Rhea just said, and then walk to Stateside Live. It's all very close. We hope to see you down there. I may go down to sell my book. Seltzer, I need a big old gaggle of people, and then I'll sell the book. I mean, I got to get that nap in there at some point. You know?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not that worried about going on the air. I'm just worried about making sure I could scout for you. Like,
yeah.
That's the whole reason I'm going over.
Exactly.
You know?
Naturally.
James, the most famous scout in American history is who?
It's not the most famous. The first one that came to mind was To Kill a Mockingbird, scout from To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh.
Jeb Stuart. Wasn't he a Confederate?
I think that scout from To Kill a Mockingbird is more famous.
Nah, Jeb Stuart, Civil War.
Really? Do we?
I don't know.
Who do we really
scout
think
Willis
is more famous?
What about
Willis?
The first Boy Scout?
Oh,
there
that's
you go.
Pretty good. The Boy Scouts. All right, let's get to Jordan in Princeton right now. Jordan, I don't think we're about to talk about Jeb Stuart. Hello.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you upset him so much with your Jeb Stuart comment. That was
it.
He was like, nope, can't talk
Jordan,
about
Jordan, call us back. We'll get to you. James, I need another highlight to Phils through the years in October. Crank it up.
Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Howard swings and drives one. Deep right field. On the run, Gonzalez towards the track. It's over his head. One hops the wall. Victorino coming around third. He's going to score. Utley's right on his heels, and he is safe. A double by Howard has tied the game here in the top of the ninth with two outs. 4-4 in the ninth. Ryan Howard has come through and stunned this crowd in Colorado.
Oh, my.
That was so big. First off, Fransky sounds young. Let's start with that. Scott, true. If you're listening, I'm not saying you're old now. I'm just saying you sound particularly young there. And that was huge because the Phillies were about to play a game five, but he got that hit to extend the game. That's the one where he said famously, James, what did he say to the players in the dugout before that inning started?
Get me to the plate, boys.
That is correct.
One of the best lines ever.
Yeah,
and
so
to
good.
Come through on it, like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Like, to well, say that, that's like calling your shot.
That hit and Jimmy's hit in the same October, which was the next round's game four, were similar in nature. They were games where you were about to lose and pulled them out.
Yeah, James, two outs in the ninth.
Yeah. James, give me another highlight. Let's just rattle them off now.
Darvish kicks and deals. Swung on and hit. Wow. Deep to right field. Titanic shot into the second deck.
Yep.
Wow. The Phillies take a 2-0 lead. Kyle Schwarber signals to the bullpen as he gets to second base. That was as long a home run as you're going to see here at Petco Park.
James, was that game one, Phillies Padres?
Yeah, I remember. And Harper did like the O face that became the meme. The 488-foot home run in San Diego.
So I got to imagine it's the longest ever hit by a Philly in October. Well, to be candid, I don't know what Schmitty and Bull did as far as length back in the late 70s and early 80s. But certainly I would think it's likely that that's the furthest home run ever hit by a Phillies player in October. All right, let's get to Jordan in Princeton. He's back. Jordan, good morning, pal.
Matt, you know the feeling of your heart dropping when you're about to get on the air and the call disconnects? It's not a good feeling. And what I don't want is for the Phillies to have that feeling when they come to the end of this series. Because I got to tell you something, the only thing I'm concerned about is the offense. That's the only concern I think that any of us should have here. If we look at the last couple of games, these wild card games, the only high-scoring team was the Dodgers. These were very low-scoring, pitcher-duel, eke-it-out type of games, and especially last night, like that game, Red Sox-Yankees, if those errors don't happen in the field, the two at first base, the missed catch in center, that would have been a game that could have gone either way. So very optimistic about my team, little nervous about the offense. You named a couple of names that need to step up. I certainly hope that they do, but I really think that that's the only thing we got to worry about.
So, Jordan, I'm with you on a lot of fronts except your use of the word only, because I think you're shortchanging the ills of the bullpen. I'm just telling you, my man, Duran, Strom, Robertson deserve faith, but after that, man – I'm telling you, like, Banks will see. He played well this year. There's no question. This is a whole different level. Nola could be coming out of the bullpen. I mean, probably will. Maybe in some big spots. I don't mean the eighth inning. I mean it might be the sixth inning. You know, this is not – you don't win a World Series with only three guys that come through in the bullpen. You don't. You just don't. So
I have a surprising amount of confidence, not just in the bullpen, with the exception of Orion Kerkering. I have a lot of confidence in the rotation. I have a lot of confidence in the bullpen. I mean, I think these guys have shown that they can get it done. Our losses this year is when the offense didn't show up. And I don't want this to be a pattern. You know, I watched the Mets series last year. I was at game 7 against the Diamondbacks. There is nothing more frustrating than watching your baseball team unable to plate runs. So I don't believe that that's going to be a problem this year, because they went from long ball to small ball during this season, and that was my biggest hope in the offseason, is that these guys figure out how to play a different style of offense. I feel like they did that successfully.
I agree.
I think Bader's in there, and you know, that's why I'm nervous, but I have a lot of confidence.
All right, Jordan, give me an answer for something red.
If I just have one thing quickly, we got some not such great news about my wife's grandfather last night. He's 91 years old. He's a very, very special man to me. This is a man that waited in line at Ebbets Field for 1950 World Series tickets. He actually camped out with his buddies overnight to get those tickets, and that wasn't a great series, so we're hoping for a better outcome. But more than anything this year, for my grandfather, Alan, for my family, really hope the Phillies bring it home, and I hope he's around to watch this victory because I want to go to a parade in his honor.
Well, that's very nice of you to put that tribute out to your grandfather on the air, Jordan. We wish him and your family the absolute best with that situation. Give us something red, Mike.
He's the guy I call every day after a Phillies game. And so in honor of that, if no one said it, how about the red pinstripes of the Philadelphia Phillies for a World Series win?
Seltzer, is that too close to Red October? Probably is, right?
A little close, yeah.
Yeah, Jordan, you're right. You're too reddish with the Phils. Give me something else.
Then I have an intellectual answer. How about Nathaniel Hawthorne's Scarlet Letter? Let's wear a loser red A like the
Braves. All right, Jordan, you got it, my man. 215-592-94.
You guys okay? Sound like there's some alarms going off.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what's going on.
I figured I had to address it because every listener is hearing it. I just want to make sure everything's okay.
There's some flashing lights. They did make an announcement, but I couldn't hear what they were saying.
Yeah, there's an announcement.
No one seems too alarmed, though.
No.
Everyone's kind of just
okay, good. I just wanted to check because it was very clear over the air what was happening.
But James, just to let you know, I'm closest to the doors, so if I say anything, I'm taking off.
Good,
and
Joe's like
just going to have to drag his leg down the hallway.
Well, yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that guy out of that car, kicking that guy out. I'm taking a scooter down. That's what I'm doing. Get out, buddy. Right? All right. What movie was that? Terminator.
Oh,
Terminator
yeah.
2. When the guy climbs in the bad guy climbs in the truck and says get out, and the guy just
oh,
falls
yeah.
out of the truck.
Oh yeah, that Robert Patrick.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.